Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
I'm doing pretty good today. I want to tell you about what's going to happen with respect to COVID-19 case reporting. COVID-19 cases will drop like a rock from here on out. And the reason is simple. 1 hour after Joe Biden's inauguration as the 46th president of the United States, January 20, the World Health Organization suddenly and out of the blue lowered the recommended PCR cycle thresholds, which automatically guarantees that the number of, quote, cases with positive PCR test results will plummet. On the next day, January 21st, President Biden announced he will be reinstating the U.S. financial support for the WHO. For months, experts have warned that COVID-19 is not so much a viral pandemic as it is a case-demic or pandemic of false positive tests. And the thing that has kept this case-demic going this long is the fact that laboratories have been using excessively high cycle thresholds. Now, tests recommended by the World Health Organization used to be set at 45 cycles. Yet, the scientific consensus has long been that anything over 35 renders the test useless, as the accuracy will be only 3%. That means 97% false positives. Why in the world did it take them this long to fix this well-recognized problem, which fueled the false idea that asymptomatic people posed a health threat and had to be quarantined? In August of 2020, the New York Times published an article stating that as many as 90% of COVID-19 tests were not indicative of active disease. In other words, they were picking up viral debris incapable of causing infection or being transmitted because the cycle threshold of the PCR testing was amplified too many times. Shortly before the New York Times article was published, the CDC revised its COVID-19 test recommendations, saying that only asymptomatic patients should be tested. Only symptomatic patients should be tested. The guidelines went back to testing everyone all the time with an oversensitive test. The WHO update admits that a positive PCR test alone does not equal infection, and that the PCR cycle threshold needed to detect the virus is inversely proportional to the patient's viral load. The higher the cycle threshold required to detect a positive, the more likely it is that the test is a false positive. Therefore, in cases where the patient's symptoms do not correspond to the result of the test, they're asymptomatic but test positive, they should be retested using the same test or different test. They also note that the PCR test should only be used as an aid in diagnosis and not be relied upon by itself. Diagnosis must also include the observation of clinical symptoms. So, to get a diagnosis of COVID-19, you now need two positive tests if symptoms are absent, and a doctor's judgment call on whether the symptoms appear to be consistent with the diagnosis of COVID-19. This is a radical divergence and sets a much higher standard bar for positive case reporting. Taking a patient's symptoms into account should have been routine practice from the beginning, and lowering the CT should have occurred months ago. It just didn't fit the geopolitical narrative. The president will issue national standards like the plexiglass barriers in restaurants and pressure governors to implement mask mandates using the federal government's financial leverage. And then some hack at CDC or FDA will issue new guidelines lowering the CT the labs use. So when that's done, cases will start magically starting to fall. In reality, the change will only eliminate false positives, but most Americans won't know that. The president will be the hero, even though it is deep state actors in the health bureaucracies who won't solve a problem with testing they have been aware of for months. On top of that, the latest data shows the PCR test likely to show false positives up to 27 days after your ability to infect others has passed. Symptoms to clearance time is 7 days, but PCR tests on average will detect meaningless fragments for 27 days. The source for this information today was provided by Dr. Joseph Mercola. And we would like for everybody to take this information because it's critical information to let you know about how many cases we actually have and how many cases of COVID that are called COVID deaths we actually have, which are significantly lower than what's given to you by the national media. And go over to my podcast. It's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spell Libsyn, Libsyn, no capitals, no spaces, and share this with as many people as you can, because it's absolutely necessary to know the truth just below the surface.
Fantastic. All right. Again, I think it's great information. All right. Well, appreciate it. Well, look forward to our next episode. This was, again, Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.